AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At least 14 people and the gunman killed in a mass shooting in the Czech Republic. Mike Hempen has details.
Ambulances speeding across a bridge in downtown Prague following a mass shooting at a university. Authorities say an armed man opened fire in the philosophy department at Charles University in one of the Czech Republic's worst mass shootings. Investigators say the shooter was a student at the university. The building faces a bridge across the river with a view of Prague Castle, the seat of the Czech presidency. Police gave no details about the victims or a possible motive, but the Czech Interior Minister says investigators do not suspect a link to any extremist ideology or group. I'm Mike Hempen.
A jury's cleared three Washington State police officers of all criminal charges in the 2020 death of Manuel Ellis. The black man was shot, beaten, and restrained face down on a Tacoma sidewalk as he pleaded for breath. The medical examiner ruled Ellis's death a homicide caused by oxygen deprivation. But defense attorney Jared Osserer made this case last week.
He had a dilated heart, he had 2,400 nanograms of methamphetamine in his system, and his heart wouldn't pump the oxygenated blood to the body. That's what happened, and that's not criminal.
Rudy Giuliani's filed for bankruptcy after a jury last week ordered him to pay $148 million to two former Georgia election workers he defamed. The AP's Lindsay Whitehurst.
Giuliani's bankruptcy declaration likely won't erase the defamation verdict. U.S. bankruptcy law doesn't typically cover injuries that were inflicted intentionally on someone else.
Mortgage rates down again this week. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year at 6.67%. While the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits rose slightly last week, but remain historically low. Stocks closed higher. This is AP News. Baseball's two-position superstar Shohei Ohtani has been chosen the AP's Male Athlete of the Year. Dave Ferry.
A unanimous MVP award and a record contract. It's been quite a 2023 for Shohei Ohtani. All he did this year is lead the American League with 44 home runs and a .412 on-base percentage, while topping the majors in slugging and OPS. But a World Series title is his next goal, as he said on December 15th through an interpreter.
When people look back at the championships I won, I want people to know or think that I was a core member.
Ohtani also went 10-5 with a 3.14 ERA in 23 starts for the Angels before undergoing elbow surgery. The injury didn't stop the Dodgers from giving him a 10-year, $700 million contract through free agency.
I can't wait to join the Dodgers. They share the same passion as me. They have a vision and a history all about winning, and I share the same values.
I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.